That's pretty close.
Okay, explain it to me, would you?
Okay, it's the front door. This is where we are in the living room. Here's the kitchen, the porch, and the garage. And this is the hall. There's a closet and the bath.
And a what in the bath?
The bath. The closet and then the bath. I can't read it.
Okay.
And then there's a little closet here in the hall.
Uh-huh.
And I've goofed this because this is supposed to be, well, I guess I can make it the end of the hall. And this is my room. This is a bedroom. And right here is the door to this bedroom. And there's a closet here.
Uh-huh.
And then this is another bedroom and it has a closet here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
let's see. In the dining room, people usually have a table and
chairs.
Okay. And, okay, and this is the front porch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I noticed this one has a roof over it. What would you call something like that if it was in the back?
A patio.
Okay, does the patio have a roof or not?
Well, we have a porch. Well, we have two, actually. I have a little porch, and then there we have another cement deal that we call the patio, and it doesn't have a roof.
Okay. Is that the difference between a porch and a patio?
I don't know. A patio is usually a big area that you can eat on and have parties and that sort of deal.
Okay. What would you call a kind of porch that went, not on this house, but like if you had a porch that went all the way across the front and then down one side or all the way down both sides? What would you call
it? An L porch.
Okay. What would you call a porch if it was on the second floor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Upstairs porch.
Okay. Let's see. No, a fireplace? No. You will?
Oh, it's a mantle, but there's no fireplace.
Okay. Have you ever made a fire in a fireplace?
Yeah.
How do you make a fire, generally?
Can you describe how to build a fire?
Yeah.
Okay, get some logs and some small wood or sheet and use newspaper and like that until you get the, start with small things and put on the larger ones.
What do you call that small stuff?
Kindling.
Okay. And then the smoke goes up the what?
Chimney.
Okay. And if you have one of those things on an industrial plant, a chimney, you know,
mm-hmm.
Would you call it something else?
A smokestack.
Okay. Usually on a fireplace that's used, you have a little brick area that kind of sticks out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard it called a hearth or a hearth?
I have, but
which
I don't
one?
Use the term.
Mm-hmm.
Hearth. Pardon?
Say again.
I've heard it called the hearth, I think.
Okay. In the fireplace, what do you call those things that you lay the wood across?
The end irons.
Okay. And the mantle, you said that's the mantle, does that refer to this whole thing or does that refer just to the top piece or?
I refer to it as the whole thing, but.
The whole framework?
The whole framework and the.
Okay. Used to be when people made a fire, they'd get a big log that was green and they'd put it in the back and they'd bank the fire up against that and then like they could go to bed at night and get up in the morning and it'd still be warm out in the room because it reflects heat out in the room. Do you have a name for that log that they put in the back?
No, I haven't been around a fireplace in this case.
Okay. Let's see. Some places where they have pine trees a lot, they can cut down a pine tree just green, you know, and then cut it open in the middle, and then the wood in there is rich enough that they can just start a fire right from that. Do you have a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, the smoke goes up the chimney and leaves this black stuff, which you'd call
soot.
Okay. And then after the fire burns down, you have to rake out the
ashes.
Okay. And that thing that my stuff is in there is a
chair.
Okay. And we're sitting on a
sofa.
Okay. Do you have another name for this?
Couch.
Okay. Any other name?
Ottoman.
Okay. Are there any differences between a sofa and a couch or an ottoman?
I don't know, an ottoman might be smaller, but I use the other two terms.
Okay.